What Bush has done has been to mobilize this millenarian sense.
Bush a été capable de mobiliser ce sentiment.
He talks a great deal about God. It started to show up in his speeches this year.
Il met du Dieu de plein ses discours.
And this is all very, I mean, no doubt he means it, but also it's extremely deliberate.
This is a message. C'est très délibéré cette façon d'envoyer un message.
The strategic thinkers in the White House have tried to carve out a space for the representatives of Islam, and sometimes even for Islamism, as they have also cultivated the fundamentalist Jews.
D'autres pour les Juifs fondamentalistes.
They are happy with fundamentalists of all kinds.
Ils aiment les fondamentalistes, quel que soit leur bord.
Et on voit ce rapprochement étonnant entre ces chrétiens fondamentalistes avec les ultrationnistes qui se trouvent liés dans un même mouvement.
Well, as you know, the Christian right, among the greatest supporters of Sharon in America, is the Christian right.
Ben, il y a le droit chrétien.
They are crucial in the support for the...
there aren't that many Jews in America.
The support for Israel, for Sharon, I should say, is largely driven by the fundamentalist right. Christian right.
Et conduit par la droite chrétienne.
And, you know, these people are very dangerous because they're not interested in actual Jews. They're interested in the role of Jews in their idea of Christian destiny.
Dans l'idée qu'ils se font de la destinée des chrétiens.
In which it's a sign of the coming of Armageddon and the triumph of Jesus. When the Jews all return to the Holy Land,
et les Juifs retourneront sur la Terre Sainte,
which precipitates the battle
la bataille
of good against evil,
du bien contre le mal.
This is madness.
C'est la folie.